gosh. I think that's close enough, don't you? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioner's Court meeting for June 8th, 2009. We will begin our session with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. Will you stand?
Would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you present your divine wisdom over each and every one of us that preside in this court. Lord, we ask that you not only do it for this court, but do it for all the elected bodies in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around each and every family that have loved one away fighting wars for this country. Lord, we ask that you, without a doubt, maintain the positive road that Jefferson County is going down. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Not to exceed $2,000. There are motion on these items. Close look at it next week. So we'll table that. Item B, receive and file release of claims between Jefferson County and the United States in connection with Ford Park rental following Hurricane Ike. Item C, consider and possibly approve the adoption of the provider contract prepared by Boone Chapman or the local physician hospital network. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
A motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It is unanimous. County Auditor, item A, consider and approve utilizing $83,943 in available funds in the capital truck and trailer and road and bridge precinct one, and a budget amendment for road and bridge precinct one to purchase a grade all. The purchase will use road and bridge precinct one fund balance in the amount of $232,000. Item B, consider and approve a budget transfer for precinct four for additional cost in the amount of $500. Item C, consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for the purchase of forklift and a track elevator excavator machine in the sum of $65,000. Item D, consider and approve a budget transfer for Parks and Recreation, additional cost for zero turn lawnmower for $1,550. Item E, consider and approve a budget transfer for mid-county maintenance for additional cost in the amount of $5,000. Item F, consider consider and approve issuance of the home buyout checks. Checks will not be released to the title company until federal funding is received. As check number 317033 through check number 317036 for the amount of $770,679.23. Item G, payment of regular county bills, check number 317037 through check number 317358. There a motion on these items?
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It is unanimous. And that concludes the agenda. And I'd like to turn the meeting over to Commissioner Domain.
Thank you, Judge. And this is just for public information and the information of the court. As we all realize, Jefferson County is a very difficult place to fight mosquitoes in the best of times due to the fact that we're surrounded on all four sides by pasture land, by marsh, by waterways, and on the Louisiana side by hundreds of square miles of marsh that are not treated for mosquitoes at all. This is further aggravated by the rainfall, our winds, our temperatures, and high tides. Presently, due to Hurricane Ike and the related storm surge, much of Jefferson County was inundated with salt water, and we're now dealing with huge pastures and areas of dead cane, debris, and salt water intrusion where we don't normally see salt water. It's affected our bows, our streams, it's affected stock ponds and lakes, and it's affected pasture lands that were previously draining, and now if you drive out Highway 73 or Highway 365, you see areas that are retaining water where we don't normally see water. Mosquito control has started a very aggressive mosquito control program. We've been hampered by high winds, we've been hampered by fog and all the other things that make it very difficult for our pilots to fly. We do have three planes that are in the air every time we get a chance to get the planes in the air. We've started a very aggressive program, and it may end up being the most expensive and most aggressive program that we've ever done, including the year after Hurricane Rita. And the reason I mention this brings us to the funding situation. The mosquito control director and I spent much of last week studying the entire situation, and I've got to hand it to our mosquito control people. Under very adverse circumstances, they've really done a yeoman's job trying to control a mosquito population. Unfortunately, Mother Nature controls about half of that population, and we might, on a good day, control the other half of it because of our geography and the things I mentioned, the high tides, the saltwater inundation, the high winds, those things. But the bottom line is this, it's going to be very expensive for us to keep this program going through the end of September. We've tried to look at our experience rate over past years and the acres that we've flown and what it's cost to treat those acres. What we believe is that in the month of June, between June 12th and June 30th, weather permitting, that we'll be able to treat about 230,000 acres. In July, we hope to treat about 400,000 acres, August about 400,000 acres, and in September, 250,000 acres. That's our best estimate of the effort that it's going to take to try to keep the mosquito population to a manageable level. And a lot of people don't realize it, but we have entomologists that work for the county, and every day these people are out surveying the mosquito population around the county. They try to do it in a very scientific manner so that we can put the planes and the people and the spray and the trucks where we need them to use them most effectively. The trucks are a great tool, our larvaciding equipment's a great tool, but the fact is that it's our aerial program, our airplanes, that provide the most bang for the buck. It's also a very expensive way to treat mosquitoes, even though it is the most effective. The bottom line is that We estimate that we're going to need $536,000 in additional money to fight the mosquito problem through the end of September. And this breaks down roughly as $20,000 in overtime for our air crews and the ground crews who do fill up the planes and do the maintenance and all that sort of thing. $6,000 for additional aircraft maintenance and $500,000 for additional chemical. And what I'd like to report to the public and to the court is that Fred Jackson, Judge Walker's office has been very involved in this process, trying to help us get a handle on it. And in trying to, Fred Jackson and Jeff Brannick, Greg Fountain are all three making contacts with state agencies to see what we can do about securing FEMA funds, funds possibly through the Center for Disease Control, through the governor's office, through our state health department, all of those agencies that have an interest in the health situation that we're facing in Jefferson County due to the Hurricane Ike mosquito infestation. So we're going to do everything we can to secure state and federal funds. Excuse me. But in failing to do so, I want to ask the court to consider, and I'll come back with a budget amendment if it becomes necessary, that we in fact allocate $536,000 towards fighting this mosquito infestation with a very, very aggressive aerial program through the end of September. And that's what I had, Judge. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Commissioner Domain, I want to applaud you on the very good report. One group that you didn't thank, and I think is very important, each of us appoint board members to the advisory board, and they help tremendously. So I want to thank those individuals who serve on that mosquito control board. And I'll be honest with you, I don't want the calls, so you know what that means, whatever we need to do. That's why we put that reserve there, to make sure that we can maintain a strong, positive community, and that will make us a strong, positive community to get rid of the mosquitoes as best we can.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes, and also, Judge, Commissioner Domain, I appreciate your efforts also, and you failed to say that we were at a conference this Friday, and some of the information that we received about the surge and the effects of the surge from Hurricane Ike, it's baffling a lot of the geologists. You know, I think we learned that there's a fault that goes under, well, I mean, y'all may have known, but there's a couple of faults that go under Jefferson County. I didn't know that. And it causes the water to stagnate also. So I appreciate the efforts of your office, Commissioner Domain, also.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's a matter of public health, and it very obviously should take top priority to our consideration. Thank you, Commissioner, for that presentation.
Hopefully we'll have some more information about state or federal funding by next week, if not a budget amendment to move forward with the program.
Okay. Anything else? All right, we'll be adjourned. Thank you.